Today I'm not speaking from Revelation. I feel compelled to insert this lesson for today. Scoot up your chair and lean in. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, Jesus says this, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. Over the years, my observation has been that there has been two groups ever since the world began. Starting with Cain and Abel, you remember that story and how it turned out. He hated his brother without a reason. Just because Abel's sacrifice was different than his, and accepted by God, Cain hated him. And ever since Cain and Abel, there have been people groups that have disliked other people groups for whatever reason. It could be just because they are of different color, or of a different nationality, or speaks a different language. It doesn't matter. All through the years, I've seen hatred exist between people groups. This is not pleasing unto God. In the scriptures that I just read in your ears, Jesus told them, love that other people group, which is their enemy, and to bless that other people's group that would curse you, even to do good to the people group that would hate you, and pray for that people group that would despitefully use you and persecute you. Jesus had a reason in mind. He said that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, because he makes his sun to rise on the evil people group, and on the good people group. And he sends rain on the just people group, as well as those of the unjust people's group. God loves all the groups of people, and all the people in all the categories that you would place them in. Listen to what he told Ezekiel in chapter 33. He says, say unto them, Ezekiel, tell them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his wicked way and live. Oh, the heart of God, the love and tender mercies of God. Oh, when I was in that other group, the hate group, the group that scorned, the group that ridiculed, the unjust group, God let it rain upon me. He let his Holy Spirit rain upon me, drew me to him, and forgave me because he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He told Ezekiel, if he turns from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that which he has robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. Don't that make you want to rejoice? When we think of his love His tenderness, His patience, His kindness. It makes me want to just stand and sing hallelujah. But you know, what is so sad, many people today who say they are God's people still have that prejudice against other groups of people for whatever reason. It could be a group of people of another persuasion. It could be another people with another take on the scriptures. Even our churches are divided into groups. It's sad to say that even in the Holy Scriptures, you can find numerous places where God's people mistreated people of another group. The poor, the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the sojourner, people of other nations. As I began to look at these places in the Bible where I found these, I stopped with Jonah. We all have heard of the story of Jonah. But did you know the story of Jonah is not just a fish story? It's a love story. It's the story of God's love for an unjust people. It's the story of God's love for the other group of people, the group of people that Jonah didn't like. God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach the gospel. You go, Jonah. They are lost. I love them. You go and you preach to them. But Jonah says, nah, I'm not going there. I'm going somewhere else. Jonah didn't like these people. They were of the other group. Jonah didn't want them to be saved. In fact, Jonah felt that the world would be better off if these people were wiped off the face of the earth. Jonah wanted no part in rescuing these people, but God was intended to save these people. He was intended to use Jonah. Don't you think that maybe God should have said, well, Jonah, I know that's your preference, and I'm not going to impose my will on your preference. You just go on to wherever you want to go. I'll get someone else to do this. This was not what God had in mind. God wanted Jonah. So when I read that, I got to thinking, which of these two groups was the hate group? Was it the group that Jonah belonged to? Because we know he hated those people. He wanted them destroyed, and he didn't even know anything about the people. Jonah had no friends there. Jonah had never put forth the effort to befriend anyone from Nineveh. You know, sometimes we can dislike people that we don't even know simply because we've heard some things about the people. Jonah had heard about Nineveh, but Jonah had never sat and talked to a mother as she nursed her children. Jonah had never talked to a father out in the field sweating, trying to earn a living for his children and his wife. Jonah knew nothing of these people. He knew nothing of their struggle for survival. He knew nothing of their needs, their hurts, their wants. Jonah didn't like these people, didn't care for them, wanted them gone. But God had other plans, because he finds no pleasure in the death of the wicked.